אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Yes, that's right. There's been homes destroyed, property and possessions reduced to ashes, and members of the Jewish community have been among the thousands of Australians counting the cost of these bushfires that have been going on for months and are still continuing in this drought and heat. A Jewish couple lost their home in the south coast town of Mogo. David Wallace and his wife Lee had just returned from overseas the previous day, last week, when he and her were told to leave their house immediately. They evacuated to the nearby coastal town of Tamarkin, where they stayed at the residence of a retired doctor who had opened his home to strangers. Had no internet, no telephone, and we were completely and absolutely cut off, David told us. We really didn't know what was happening. On January 2, the couple returned to Mogo. They said, we looked at the devastation and it was terrible. It was just like a war zone. We had a shop on the ground level and a unit we lived in above. It was a really picturesque wooden home. We had lots of trees around and there was just absolutely no chance of saving it.
Shane, I would just like to attract the attention of our listeners that we have a special interview with Leah Milston on this program later on. So stay tuned with us and listen. So what else were you told?
In the same town of Mogo, Maureen Nathan, who owns a business there called Gold Rush Colony. It's kind of like a local tourist attraction that employs more than 30 people. It also was lost in the bushfires. Maureen told us that she was obviously devastated and she was also disappointed, frustrated at the build-up of fuel loads in the local area, which she told us she believes was one of the big factors among many that have caused such damage in that locality. She said she was already mentally prepared that she might lose her property and it wouldn't survive because she said, the ferocity and the speed with which that fire hit Mogo was enormous and something she's never seen before. Her mother actually and her bought the property together about 20 years ago. Her mother currently resides at the Fury home in Sydney. And she said the whole idea was behind it was primarily philanthropic to employ lots of local people, including many Indigenous people. And she's very sad now. Not only has she lost her business, but now the 35 employees now also don't have jobs. Meanwhile, Cicely and Roger Paris, a couple, also lost their home in the south coast town of Conyola Park. They actually went to the hairdressers one day just before New Year's Eve. They thought everything was fine, and on their return, when they were driving home, they were stopped by police who said, a fire is in the area, you can't go any further. So they had to stay overnight where they were. They said when they returned to the next day, they found their home and three neighbors' houses on their street, all completely demolished.
That's terrible. They didn't even have a chance to pack anything and run.
That's right. They said we're the only things we had left were the clothes that we're in. Luckily and fortunately and heartwarmingly, a fundraiser was launched straight away by the local Jews of the South Coast, a group called Jews of the Shoal Haven. And they've already raised more than $15,000 for the family. One of the people behind the fundraiser, remarkably, Nowra resident Kevin Seckel, was also forced to evacuate his own home last Saturday with his wife, Yadida, because of the local fire risk. And it was touch and go at one stage, but we understand their home is fine in the end.
And we are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to Shalom Australia, SBS Radio. Shane, there are lots of volunteers, lots of people donating, so the community just doesn't know what to do, how to help.
There's a lot going on in this area, which is wonderful. The New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies has partnered with the communal relief organisation Stand Up in an appeal that has already raised $590,000. And that'll all go to Emergency Services New South Wales and Vinnies. The New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, because these fires are continuing and getting no sign of slowing down, they're now setting up a new campaign with Stand Up for further donations to be distributed to the people directly affected in New South Wales. And that's also a stand-up on the website. If you go to standup.org.au and look for donations. Donations in Victoria by the Jewish community, if you'd like to donate, are advised to contact the Jewish Community Council of Victoria and go online to crowdfunding group Charity. Donations can be made for bushfire relief across the country. No matter what state you're in, Stand Up campaign will also help fight with bushfire relief in Western Australia and South Australia too. Meanwhile, there's a lot of generosity being shown by groups like Our Big Kitchen in Sydney, Jewish House, Chabad of Rara in regional Australia. JNF Australia will direct its upcoming Green Sunday campaign towards relief efforts. Individual synagogues are also, and congregations are also raising money. The Union for Progressive Judaism is organising a clothing and furniture drive.
I think every single community, and also not just the Jewish community, but every community and every workplace is raising fund. Shane, before I let you go, I'd like to mention that Rabbi Brian Fox passed away last week. Rabbi Fox was a very well-known rabbi. He was the rabbi of the Emmanuel Synagogue, then known as Temple Emmanuel in Wular for many years. He was the person behind the Emmanuel School, very successful today, the Emmanuel School. He started the Emmanuel School.
That's right. He sadly passed away at age 76 last Wednesday. Yeah, you mentioned there he served as a greatly well-known for great force behind the Leo Back Centre in Melbourne, King David School, which he set up with Rabbi John Levi. He was also, in 1983, he founded Emmanuel School in Sydney together with North Shore Temple Emmanuel's Rabbi Richard Lampert, and together they founded Netzer Sydney. Tributes have been pouring in. One of his sons, Ben Fox, described him as a wonderful role model with very strong values and ethics, and he was a great supporter of Israel, cared a lot about the Jewish community, and he never cared about any differences between denominations.
He had just such a wonderful vision, and he knew how to carry it through. It was an incredible loss for the community, Rabbi Brian Fox. Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News, thank you so much, and have a great week.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.